Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the Layers Lair. My name is Spencer.
This is Katie.
And we're talking about patisserie week.
Pastry week.
Yeah.
Pastry is different than patisserie.
You know, you're right. That's a true statement.
Welcome to season 3, episode 5. Pastry week, I promise.
Thank you. Where would you like to begin? Fashion? Vocab?
Yeah, let's start with fashion.
The socks. We got an extreme close-up on Nikki's ankles.
You know, if they're going to send her home, at least we get some good parting shots of her socks.
Got to get some sock shots for the road.
Sock shots. Mm-hmm. And, like, sheer socks. Again,
yeah,
weird, not really a sock situation.
I don't think I've ever seen those before.
I mean, it's kind of like pantyhose, I guess, but in sock
for your ankles
form.
Only?
For your ankles only. Well, ankle hose.
And feet, I'm assuming.
Feet. Yes. What?
They're not ankle socks. They're feet hose.
They're feet hose. Really appreciated that. I also appreciated Tasha's pink jumpsuit.
Okay, so it was a jumpsuit?
It was a jumpsuit. At first, I thought it was a dress. Definitely was a jumpsuit. Long, yeah. Pink, flowy, black graphic print. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the little, the earring,
the jewelry that holds her hearing aid in place.
Yes. I don't know if there's a name for that.
I don't know, but it is definitely a brand of jeweler that she was promoting on her Instagram. So,
okay, got some bakers with SponCon. I love it.
SponCon. Yep. Let's see. Overall, every time when they line up the bakers on the stools for judging, I like to take in their whole palette.
I thought you were going to say you're upset by Dan, because I usually am. Dan dressing like a kid who was trying to learn how to skateboard in 1997.
He does look like a fifth grader, kind of. Yeah. Well, my overall thought today was, and Dan kind of faded into the background with his tan, but it was like a very autumnal palette today, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what Prue was wearing, because usually she has some loud-ass colors, but
well, she wasn't in the autumnal palette.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of the presenters, though, one thing that stood out this week in fashion was there was no Noel jumper.
Yeah, he was wearing... Wait, that's 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
Was it last week, too? I don't even remember.
So.
Who knows?
It could be that I just watched this episode on Tuesday and then again on Friday.
I think that's what your brain is doing right now. Mm. I'm guessing. Yeah. But no Noel jumper. Oh my goodness. So many words. Okay.
Jumper. No Noel jumper.
He should wear a jumpsuit. That would be a good look. Do they make jumpsuits that tall?
Oh, sure.
Bespoke jumpsuit for Noel.
I think we did this before. I don't think he's actually that tall.
That's right. He just has long, skinny legs, and he wears platform shoes.
Incredibly tight pants and very loose shirts, which always makes him look like
stretched.
He's got really long legs.
Yes. Last thought in this week's fashion. Dan really rocking those plasters.
Oh, is that the
Band-Aids?
Bandages? Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get to see the first one.
But he's just covered in them.
And then the second one, we unfortunately did get a close up of him.
They made us
after
watch that.
Grating his knuckles.
Ugh, I don't even like hearing you say that.
Yeah, it's. I was really hoping they wouldn't show that to us, and instead we got a close up of his bloody fingers.
That was unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Okay, so then very last fashion thought this week is actually a callback to last week. We got some great feedback from listener Chetta about Prue's chocolate week outfit. Okay. They think that it was Zodiac / Constellations. She even had star earrings. Quote, this is my favorite. It was giving tarot card reader tabling at an outdoor festival market, but I didn't hate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I could see Prue doing that. Totally. Plus some baked goods.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. I would go to that little booth. Yeah. Anything else on fashion?
No, but we had an abundance of vocab this week.
Oh, starting, really? Well, okay.
I mean, most importantly, pants / bag of pants.
Absolute bag of pants.
Yeah.
Absolute.
I can't. So pants in British slang just means like bad or trash, rubbish.
Yeah.
I couldn't find an origin for that. Like, why are pants bad? And I couldn't find any example of anyone else saying bag of pants, which then leads me to assume that that just means like really bad because it's a lot of pants.
It's a whole big bag of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A whole mess of pants.
Yeah. Oof. Mess
or
of
not
pants.
Mess. They're actually organized, but a lot of them. It's a lot of rubbish.
It's a score of pants.
But like where, did you find anything about why pants means trash?
Sure didn't. I don't know. Because
what could that
be? On the bottom half of your body? And I don't know. The
bottom half of your body is rubbish.
Trash. Just like, dragging what is around that? Behind you the whole time. These are great questions. Don't know the answer.
Okay.
One big takeaway was that I'm going to miss Nikki so much. And I also think that Robin Williams met Nikki in a like earlier timeline and modeled the Mrs. Doubtfire accent after Nikki.
Oh.
That's my theory this week.
Yeah, I don't remember. Where is she from? Or do we know what her
She's
accent?
She's Scottish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like one of the more unique and intense accents we've had on the show. She rolls all of her R's for some reason.
Yep. Yep. She's just a delight.
Yeah.
I would love to get her on the pod one of these days.
Yeah.
Can you get on that?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure how I would.
Yeah. Okay.
There's got to be like some press person, I guess,
I'm sure.
Bake Off.
Yeah. And I'm also sure that none of them can talk to you until it's like completely over.
Right.
So
I would assume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember in the past because a lot of them end up doing other stuff. But is it always after the season is like totally done?
I think so. I don't know.
Or once they're out?
I can't remember. I don't know. It's also like because once we see something, then it's public. So there's that delay no matter what.
Right. Do you think all of them know what the outcome was?
Yes, because they all come back to the championship
week.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
That would be almost impossible to keep secret from each other anyway.
But yes.
I forgot that they all come back for the final.
Championship final. Thank you. It's called the final. Thank you.
I mean, I like championship.
Championship.
It's not a, if you think of final is head to head and like semifinal is four.
Yeah, they mix it all up. There's a lot of variation that they add to it.
So. I just don't know if there's a word for a three-person final in like sport.
Oh.
Trifinal.
Oh, it is now. I like it.
The Trifinal Championship.
Just like at some point in time, somebody coined bag of pants. Perhaps, Nikki, you just coined Trifinal.
Much clearer path to arriving at Trifinal than bag of pants. It's got to be like ass and then like, where does your ass go?
In your pants. Bag of pants.
The bag part I'm fine with. Or it rhymes with whatever. Moving on.
Moving on.
Other vocab.
Peng.
Who said that?
Dana.
Oh, did she say peng?
Yes, she did say peng. Oh, this is actually quite peng.
I missed that one. What is that?
Tell me how you feel about Dana's voice.
I have noticed some very like quick, hard edits at the end of her sentences where they like No bullshit. I'm pretty sure the editors are lopping off some of the S at the end of sentences.
Says the person who edits audio for a living.
They often will move away from her visually before she's done talking.
Uh-huh.
So yep. that they can clip the end of her audio without having like an awkward visual edit.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to watch for this now. And
her sentences often end off screen.
Well, panga means very beautiful or attractive.
No. Nope. 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 Nope.
No? Mm-mm. You don't like me doing this? Okay.
Don't.
Fair enough. She said it like surprised at one of her pies.
Oh. Okay. Ooh,
look at this. It's actually quite peng.
Are you saying?
P-E-N-G.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have any? I've never heard that before. Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I would just.
But it's British slang. I mean, it's all slang. So I don't actually know how real things are.
I would just make up a bunch of slang before I did that show.
Don't worry. This is American
just
slang.
Just sell it like it's legit.
Haven't you ever heard this American slang before?
Well, maybe. Don't say that. That might give it away a bit.
Did you have any other vocab?
Well, we had Saku with crimping versus crimpling.
Crimpling. Crimpling. She's just been over there like crimpling everything.
So she, okay, whatever. You mispronounce a word. But she acted like she had never heard the word crimping.
Yeah.
Which like, clearly you, like, did you think crimpling was a word?
She knew what to do with her pie crust.
Right. So she thought the word for crimping was just crimpling.
Which is like crumpling.
No, I totally understand how she would have gotten there.
Your pie crust.
It's just funny that she said something like, I learned a new word today, which maybe was just like a weird way of phrasing.
Yes.
That she learned she had been mispronouncing a word.
Yes.
But yeah, we had crimpling as vocab.
I like it. And kind of along those lines, not quite vocab, but two bakers also learning what their bakes were in the signature.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was fun.
We had spanakopita for our boy Maddie.
Well, he knew. He just couldn't say it.
He couldn't say it. That was I've read it, but I can't, but I'm embarrassed to say it out loud.
As a guy who has some words that he can't pronounce.
Yeah, good company.
I wouldn't want to have to say like archipelago on TV.
You did. That was wonderful.
I know,
wonderful.
But it took
good
a lot
job.
Of practice. I used to never be able to say that word.
Like not practice today. Like you weren't out in the hall practicing before we started doing
it's my
this.
Vocal warm-up now.
Archipelago.
It's like an arpeggio.
Yeah, but don't get them confused.
Archipelago.
Oh, sorry, Marcy. And then the other one is the pativier.
Yes.
Pativier.
Sure.
Yes, which we'll get to.
Not patisserie.
Not patisserie. No, because you know what patisserie is.
No, I've never quite understood it.
That's
obviously.
Like the super fancy fine desserts.
Okay,
if you
which
saw
can
them in a
involve
shop
pastry.
Window, they can involve pastry, yes.
But don't definitionally
yes.
involve pastry.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, any other vocab?
I think that was it for me.
All right. Should we move on to the signature?
Yeah.
It's your favorite. It's savory pies.
Ugh. Some of them were particularly bad, as always.
Okay.
Anything that involves, quote, sausage meat is usually disgusting.
Sausage meat, bad.
Was this the one where Rowan was talking about steaming bacon?
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Steaming raw bacon.
Like, come on,
I've never
dude.
Heard three worse words put together.
Ugh. Also, isn't that just going to put a bunch of like fat
yes.
into?
Yes. And it was streaky bacon, too.
Which I'm assuming means fattier.
Fattier? Must be. Ooh.
Which bacon is already pretty fatty.
Yeah. The whole good thing about bacon is that it gets crispy. Like, that's the only good thing about bacon.
Have you ever had bacon in the UK? Because they strongly disagree with
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a whole thing?
I think okay. I think it might be an American thing to eat, like, really crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon and blueberry pie. American things. And tacos.
Tacos are not
American. I know. Okay. I'm just rolling. Don't
Pretty
worry.
Pretty sure
I know.
Those are Mexican.
Okay. Other disgusting flavors, according to you?
I mean, anytime you put 3 pounds of meat in a 5 ounce pie.
Tell me about how you would how you'd feel about the spiced tuna pie with quail's egg.
That's just outrageous. Like, who wants that?
I actually think that sounds really good, and no, I would very much eat that.
No way.
Yes. Oh, it sounds like savory and delicious.
Yeah, these all, with the exception of, like, when people make the spicier non-English ones, some of those sometimes like look okay. Pies. Yeah.
Yeah, those look good sometimes.
But when it's just a bunch of unseasoned meat that steams inside of pastry, like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, the veggie ones looked really good to me. The spanakopita one looked delicious.
Sure.
The mushroom and potato and onion. Or sorry, it wasn't. It was cream, potato, and onion.
I did enjoy Prue talking about how much garlic a mushroom can take.
Oh, yeah.
That's very fun baking math
to me. Just go garlic that mushroom.
It's not really baking, I guess. Cooking math.
How much garlic can a mushroom take if a mushroom could take garlic?
Sure.
Sorry.
How many cloves does it take to get to the center of a mushroom cap?
Fewer than Abby used last time and got kicked out on.
Oh. Yeah, she had
Abby went out in a blaze of garlic. So.
Blaze of garlic.
Yeah, that sounds delicious, actually. I thought Christie's looked really good, too. The cream and leek and mushroom with a nice lettuce top.
Honestly, it's just the meat ones that like really bum me out.
Yeah, okay. I will not make you a meat pie ever.
Or the meat and egg.
Well, you don't like eggs.
I know.
There's that. Yeah. Does it weird you out that there's lard in the crust too? Like, is that gross?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, butter's like, it's just fat in one way or another.
Okay. Okay. I have to say the like Paul thinking innuendo is funny bit has run its course for me in a big way, but what didn't run its course for me was Noel talking about Paul taking 2-hour showers. That was funny.
That was pretty good because he got what looked like a genuine, like, off-the-cuff joke in there about you have 90 minutes. Or no.
He said 90 hours. Minutes.
Yeah. Yes. And then Allison said you have 2 minutes. Or, Jesus. Noel said 90 minutes. Allison then said you have 2 hours. And then Noel said that's what Paul says when he gets in the shower.
Yeah, it was a good bit. It was a very good bit.
Is he saying it to himself? He's saying, like, okay, Paul, you got 2 hours. Get in there and wash your bod.
I mean, they are not suggesting he's showering with other people during this 90 minutes. It's just him being self-indulgent.
Right. Or is someone else saying it to him?
Oh, maybe he has a recording of himself where he, like, pumps him up. It's like his pump-up music before he gets in the shower.
Jock jams and... Yeah, wait, the NFL on Fox theme.
Damn it. I don't even know. It's just in my brain. It just comes up sometimes. Oh, all right. So we had like only a couple of really good signatures. We had Tasha and Christy with really good signatures. Mm-hmm. And of course, Christy got the coveted palm full of sausages.
Pastry just seems like it's always hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get some soggy bottoms.
Especially when they make them do different types of pastry that, you know, people aren't... Like, how many people are making hot water, right? That's what this one was? That's not a normal way to make pastry, right?
Maybe for Brits it is.
Okay. I just feel like you always get, even from the same baker, like, no one nails pastry every time.
It's true. Yeah. It's a lot of skills and... like a wide range of things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have some real nightmare attempts on pastry week.
Such as Nikki with her gloopy and gluey absolute bag of pants.
They had some real harsh words for Nikki and Rowan throughout this episode.
Oh, man. Like, they are just done being nice about things.
Yeah.
That's.
I'm okay. I mean, as long as it's still, like, within the spirit of the show, like, if it sucks, it sucks. I don't think that's...
If something's gloopy and gluey, put it in your bag of pants.
I would love to see it go the other direction more consistently, too, where if something's good, you actually say it's good instead of saying, well, it's actually not too bad.
This is actually pretty close to what I was looking for.
Yeah, putting actually in front of all your compliments, but then just saying that things are a unmitigated disaster.
Yep, very nice. Did you have any other thoughts on the signature? Aside from you generally hate savory pies?
No, I think that about sums it up.
Cool. Excellent. onward to the technical.
Yes.
Okay, so lots of words here.
Speaking of, yeah, words I probably can't pronounce.
Go for it. Show me what you got.
Petivier?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they said.
Okay.
Marcy, are you getting on the microphone?
Isn't there like an H in there or something, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Petivier. I'm not sure if the H is silent or not.
Pithivier.
Yes.
Pithivier.
A pithivier. Yes. Also, do you know the word that they use, the word that describes the filling?
No.
You heard it three different ways during this episode.
Oh, what is it? Oh.
Dauphinois.
Oh, yeah.
Dauphinois. Dauphinois.
Wait. Say those again.
There was
the
like,
first and the third one sounded the same.
They
to
did
me.
Sound the same. Daffinwas, Dauphinwas, and Dauphinwas. And Doofenhauser. Doogie Howser. Yes. Yes.
You fill your pith helmet with Doogie Howser,
yes,
and whack it in the oven.
Sounds weird. Okay. Sorry.
The Doogie Howser theme, or are we going back to?
That was a Doogie Howser theme.
Okay. No. I had no idea what these things were.
Yeah, it looked nice. It looked pretty. And I kind of want to make one now. Because I do love a savory pie. And yeah, it looked beautiful. A lot of them looked really nice. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as they like focus in on mixing the grated butter in, that there are going to be three people who fuck it up.
Come on. Even I know that you got to fold your pastry.
I seriously, what were they thinking?
That comes up every season.
Exactly. You're going to do some lamination and you're going to have the grated butter to do it with.
They're going
to
talk about it.
The three people who did it were, in fact, the three on the bottom. So
didn't
it worked out perfectly.
What?
Maddie, Josh, and Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Josh
7th,
was
8th, and 9th.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure. Not good. Let's see. We had Dan starting again because he got blood up all on his pastry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a restart, right?
That's a restart.
If you bleed on your food, that's no one else's fault but your own.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're grating your knuckles.
Take that, Dan. You gotta get that dude out of there.
your hatred for Dan is so deep-seated.
A couple weeks ago was our best chance, and they skated through.
I know. Ugh. On that, like, white man affinity with Paul Hollywood. It's real.
He's got a lot of... A lot of privilege
in
those cargo,
yep.
Cargo pockets.
Just invisible cargo pockets of privilege? Is that what we're doing?
They're highly visible. They should be less visible, but there they are.
They're chock full of.
Highly visible pockets of privilege.
Yep, that's the way.
It's Dan's pants.
Dan's pants.
Dan is pants.
I've seen neater poos, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Rowan, I don't know. Weird vibe.
Oh, I thought he was delightful.
I thought he was too. I just wish, yeah, he talked about like not being confident and
yeah.
He always seemed really nervous.
Yeah.
Very, very,
very
red. Yeah. I liked him. I wanted him to like settle in and he just never really did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, now he'll settle in at home and,
dang.
Support the rest of the bakers. Let's see here. So
note for future episodes, don't leave a bin of laundry in the room with us while the dog's in here.
Marcy is playing with many socks.
Rooting
right now
through my laundry bin for socks.
Whatever. He's too tired to know what to do.
Marcy update.
End of Marcy update. Okay. Also during this episode, during this challenge, I was pretty sure that just like between Dan's pizza thing, you know, of a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. The thing that should have sent him home.
Should have sent him home.
Yeah.
And then Paul saying that he just does not know, or he thought something looked like a flat pizza. I don't think anybody here knows what pizza is.
Yeah, I know it's not like as big of a thing in the UK, but like it for sure exists.
I mean, come on. That dough circle did not look like a pizza. It was just a flat thing that was round.
I mean,
you could have said it looks like a plate.
Sure. A flat, round, reddish thing.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to roast Paul a little bit more. So
that's always that's fair what I was game doing. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It was, it looked delicious. I thought it was a fun challenge. It was pretty to look at.
Paul talked about potatoes a lot. A
lot of taters and spuds.
Potatoes.
See, I get that now. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome for introducing you to Lord of the Rings in
2023. Yep. Really on top of the trends here.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, every 90 years, you got to check in on British literature.
Any other technical takeaways? Technical tater takeaways?
No.
Okay.
I did enjoy tater talk from Paul at the end.
Because of his meaty sausage fingers?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what is that? Taters and...
Bangers and mash?
Bangers and mash. That's what I was trying to think of.
Today on Tater Talk.
Tater Talk.
It's going to be our off-season podcast.
It's just going to be about potato olés.
Sure. I mean, amongst other things.
Oh, man, and waffle fries.
Just every week we review a potato. Not a preparation of one, just like a potato.
A singular potato? Okay, I am excited by the fact that when I was taking out my flower boxes, I found a bunch of sweet potatoes because I grew sweet potato vines. We'll have to
save it for Tater Talk. You're on the wrong show.
Okay, I will not give you my review of those tubers.
Yeah, don't give it away for free.
Tuber Tater Talk coming to you live in 2024.
Put Tater Talk behind a paywall. You can't give out our free content.
Is that our retirement plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Retaterment.
What are you doing?
This is what happens when I don't have notes.
But you have my notes in front of you.
Well, I know, but I thought it would be helpful. But then I was like, well, if I just say these things, then I'm just saying her stuff. And then what's she going to say?
Yeah.
So here I am doing tater talk.
Well, thank goodness. Okay.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on the showstopper?
A display of decorative sweet pies. It felt like there were a bunch of rules that went unstated, but were like suggested guidelines.
Such as?
So they said it had to be at least three pies and they had to be in a rich, sweet pastry case. But then, then Paul's like, we really want to see something that pulls them all together. And Prue's like, it would be nice if two of them had different fillings. And like all these things that are like, suggested, but they didn't set clear expectations around it. Everybody ended up doing these things, but it was a weird way to describe the brief. And it made me feel like, what did they get as the brief? And what are like these sort of suggestions worth?
I don't hate that though, because with a time limit, like here's what you need to do. And here's like ideally what you would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're limiting, like, baking three pies in 4 hours or whatever.
Which is absurd. Ridiculous. Right? Like, yes.
Yeah, maybe there's not a perfectly executed theme. Or maybe, whatever. Like, bare minimum, you give us three pies on the table and they're sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Extra points if there's a theme and they're different. And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes sense to
me. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Quality.
That's quality there.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Nope.
Please do that again.
Nope.
Oh, I really liked that. I like when you attempt accents.
It's Maddie's.
You roast me when I do it.
I know. And also with you.
Maddie's ski resort quality.
I love that. Just ski resorts. Quality.
Yeah. Quality.
Good shit right hilarious. There, ski resorts.
Hilarious guy. Yes. Well, okay, I thought they all looked pretty cool, actually, like, except for, with a couple of exceptions. So, I gotta say, I thought Maddie's pies looked a little bit like a third grade proyecto, like, oh, Marcy.
Marcy agrees, apparently.
They honestly looked like, I don't know, he put on a like his dad's dress shirt backwards as a smock.
not terribly refined.
No. We had a couple of American style pies.
Yeah.
So apparently if you add whiskey to a pie, that makes it American style.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then if you have a blueberry pie, it is American.
Yeah.
But I mean, not an apple pie.
I guess I would have thought of like fruit pies in general as being sort of American.
It's a very American thing of you to
say. Did they specifically say that apple pie was not? That's like...
As American as apple pie.
That's like the most stereotypical American bake, isn't it?
I thought so until now. I mean, my whole worldview has been shaken after this episode. That's good. They're decolonizing my brain. Wait,
speaking
how does
of,
it, I don't even, okay.
I always get nervous when somebody has a, I went to this country once yep. ass bake. And yep. then especially if it's a guy like Dan.
And, it, and especially if it's South America.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Just these are three fruits I like.
Yeah, right. You don't have to. You could not.
Be like, these three fruits remind me of my kids. Or,
sure.
or my wife, or something like that. Or my yes. trip to the market.
Here are some fruits that remind me of my wife.
Okay. Yes. Don't you have fruits that remind you of me? Come on.
I will now.
Yeah, the South American travels. Have to say, I really loved Saku's, like, infographic pie charts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, just need to use this as a brief, since we are platforming me through this, I think pie charts are the worst way to visualize data.
Oh.
And I will fight people for that.
You shouldn't fight people over data.
I loathe them. So, yeah, but it was in a pie situation.
If
it
you're
made
baking
sense.
Pies.
But there's
or you
the
make
thing.
A spreadsheet pie.
You could always make bars. You could make a bar chart. Ha ha. Get
well,
it?
Not if you're told to make pies.
I know. Yeah.
You make a histogram pie? a line graph?
Ooh. No, you have to use, like, you have to do that with sugar work to make the lines.
On what? On a sheet cake? Mm. What are your axes on a
you'd
pie?
You'd spin the sugar up into the sky.
I'm sorry, what? What?
I know, I'm tossing out the parameters of your challenge.
The x-axis is like parallel to the pie, and then the y goes up into the air? Is that what
whoa,
you're saying?
Whoa, no, I was talking about charting a line graph with spun sugar where the y-axis is vertical, and it's just suspended in midair. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I think we were saying the same thing,
cool.
actually.
Okay. See, this is why we need to be able to visualize this.
You, like, strongly disagreed with me, and then I think just described the same thing I described.
Just here to fight up tonight, apparently.
Rowan had a disaster.
Have you ever seen that show, Absolutely Fabulous?
No.
No, me neither. I bet people have.
Rowan's Pies.
Yes.
Got it.
I yeah. bet people in our audience have.
I've not seen it so much that I didn't even remember what you were talking about for
okay.
a moment.
Okay. Yeah.
He had people pies
he had
to
people
me.
People pies. The people pies.
But I forgot that they were from some show that I hadn't heard of.
They were absolutely disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
didn't come
it.
Out of the tins.
Yep.
Eek. Were both soupy and too solid. It was, I mean, I think I've seen poos that were better than that. Neater poos.
Yeah.
What? That's what he said earlier. I've
I
seen
know.
Neater poos.
I know.
Okay.
He's going to keep calling his food shit. You got shit pies, Rowan.
Shit pies.
You
got
to go home.
We had two bakers inspired by their nans, which was
yeah,
adorable.
Josh's was very sweet.
Josh's was very, very sweet. Like, she's the reason I know all these flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet. Nikki's was sweet in concept, but, you know, just that silly old sausage. She did not put on a good show today. What?
I forgot she called herself that.
Silly sausage that I am. I'm going to call myself a silly sausage from now on.
I love it.
I'm going to sign my texts to you. Love your silly sausage.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. And then it'll make you think of the fruits that remind
or
you of me.
Or the meats that remind me of you, apparently.
Oh, no.
Whenever I see a sausage, I think of my wife.
Okay. I'm not sure what to do with that in
me
this context.
Either.
Okay. So, any other thoughts about the showstopper?
No. I thought Josh was, no,
yeah.
never mind.
What?
Nope, I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
JK.
JK.
Nope.
Okay. I enjoyed this challenge. I thought it was like, you know, still pretty back to basics, but they kind of elevated it with these themes and aesthetics. And there was also drama, but it was like light drama, you know, where Saku dropped her pie, which was very, very sad to watch.
Yeah, that thing held up remarkably well. Seriously, for having been dropped on its face. I don't know how she managed that.
It was impressive. And then like Rowan not being able to get his out of the tin was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then whatever happened with Dan, and then like Allison had to help him on the ground, dusting stuff off the ground. It was...
Oh, I think he had just trimmed things and like pushed it on the floor.
Oh,
instead
okay.
of his bench.
Well, that's lazy.
He just had a bunch of pastry on the floor.
Why are you so sloppy, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Put it in your pockets, Dan.
Put it in the bin, Dan. Put it in your pockets.
Fill your pockets with pastry, Dan.
Okay. So, anything else?
No, I think we're ready for a league update.
Okay. Of course we had like Christy taking Starbaker this week.
Yeah.
Lots of tears shed about being a mom.
I'm guessing she was not a super popular pick for Starbaker.
No, she wasn't. She was not. She was second to the last in our pool this week. The most pick bakers were Josh, Tasha, and Dan. We got some Dan fans out there who I don't know how they feel about you ragging on them every week.
I don't know. Pick a better baker.
Pick a better baker. Pick a podcast that... is, well, I don't know. Don't pick a better podcast. Pick this podcast. So the best combo this week would have been Christy, Dan, and Tasha. Nobody chose that. Also, last week, we talked a big game about adding helper points, and then we ended up not doing that. But it turns out nobody helped anybody except for Allison anyway.
So we accurately scored it.
We're totally cool. Yeah. For the bonus question, which you set this week's bonus question, do you remember what it was?
It's about Soggy Bottoms, I believe.
Yes, it was. It was how many times will Soggy Bottoms be mentioned?
Yeah.
I didn't see this until after I had watched the show. So
I think it was like four-ish.
I thought it was three or four.
Okay.
So if people guessed three or four, I gave them 3 points.
Cool. That sounds good to me.
Cool. I'm glad you approved.
Seems fair.
So with all of that in mind, on the bottom this week, with negative 14 points, third from the bottom, we had Maris. With negative 19, we had Anna S. And then with negative 22 points, we had Kathleen. So better luck next time, y'all. Up on top this week, we had a 4-way tie for second place with 12 points. Jennifer C., Nick B., Joe H., and Graciela had 12 points. And then coming in on top with 21 points, we had Gabby this week. So congratulations.
Well done, Gabby. That must have been close to the... She must have had two out of those three, at least,
she
right?
She had Christy and Dan, and then Josh instead of Tasha.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So next week, we have Botanical Week.
What does that mean? I saw that on the preview, but...
Well, I tried to watch the trailer, but then it turns out I just had to watch an Ozempic ad like five times in a row.
That's when you got stuck in the world's longest pharmaceutical ad loop?
Yes, and I just couldn't watch the trailer.
Well, we'll find out together
then. Here's what I know. With three challenges inspired by nature, the bakers can reach for anything that grows to give their bakes maximum botanical taste.
Isn't that everything?
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that means everything.
Like flower grows.
It's inspired by nature. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Also, then what, like, is butter out?
Oh, ooh, good. Oh. Well, then that would be vegan week. Flavor. That would be vegan week, my love.
What flavor is your cake? Butter?
Sounds great. I would eat a butter cake. Yeah. Mm. There was a botanical week, if you'll recall, back in 2017.
I don't.
I just remember that 2017 was when Benjamina and Selassie were both there.
Oh.
They were great.
That was a fun season.
It was a fun season. I don't remember this particular challenge, but I now I'm eager to see what happens this time.
People are going to have to chill out with the rose.
Oh, yeah.
Don't overdo it.
I bet we're going to have a lot of understated flavors where they're not punched up enough.
Or somebody's going to get that feedback and then go ham with an extract.
A ham extract? Uh-huh. Does that grow? Is that
Pigs
inspired
grow.
By nature?
Yeah, they are nature.
They are.
You can extract them and put them in pies.
Oh,
you can steam them inside of lard pies.
I knew you were going to go there.
Okay, bye.
Love you,
bye. See
you
next week.